Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Look through my shredder.
I need to see Avila.
Remember yanking this morning?
Yes.
Where's Schleiman?
I just realized it. Okay.
Uri, when's the last time we were together? I had like a funny story. I was driving from Waterbury to come here, and I passed by a car. I said, I can't believe Urine is here. So I was in Waterbury. I didn't know if you'd come here. Then I come here, and I see Urine here, and he tells me it wasn't him in Waterbury. So funny things happen. I want to ask you. Do you know the song Pe'eri Alei? Pe'eri Alei, you Pe'eri Alav. Let's do that. L'kavod Avuri.
No. Yeah, we did Alicia's.
He knows Alicia's also. Aaron, you know this one? You'll join in no time.
Yeah.
Aaron Metz, can we do a wake, my love?
Aaron Metz, let's go.
Yaakov Dill, welcome home. I want to, before we do this song for Aaron, I want to share something. I want to share something briefly. There are a lot of things. I see Yosef back, and there's a lot I want to learn. We're holding at the end of a precious man, so there's the site. There's a Masech, the Brachas, that has caught our attention. There's a Zman that we're holding on to. There's Inyanei Pesach that we've begun. I want to speak sometime today. We'll get to, we've done already 19 mitzvahs. At the Seder, I want to talk about Sfiras HaOmer. At the second Seder, I want to talk for a few minutes briefly about Sfiras HaOmer, a mitzvah that's going to begin. At the second Seder, as our 20th mitzvah, to discuss Sfiras HaOmer a little bit. But before all that, I want Shlomo to do this song. I'm Purim for a long, long time. We sang to this song, Awake My Love, and Hisayri, wake up. My siblings and I, when we were sitting Shiva together and we were thinking about my father's history, about his life, so the question arises, like, when? A person who finished Shas, who toiled in learning his whole life, like, when did it happen? He grew up, he went to Hafter. At the time it was called Hailai. Today it's known as Hafter. And the question is, like, you try to, like, re-piece, like, piece together somebody's life, like, somebody to grow up with televisions in every room, and you ask, like, when did this happen? What happened and when? I want to first say about my grandparents, about his parents were incredible Yidden. My grandmother decided to be Shomer Shabbos. She went out, she dated guys who weren't keeping Shabbos. That was the environment she was in. I would say more people than not were moving away from Torah and Mitzvahs. She went to public school, and she made a decision to be Shomer Shabbos. And her husband, together, her husband was a frum Yid who was Shomer Shabbos. He left yeshiva at the age of 13 years old. We're sitting in yeshiva at older ages. At 13, it was the Great Depression, the late 1920s, and people couldn't stay in yeshiva. So you're talking about somebody who left yeshiva at 13, and all his life, he stayed a very erlich yid. The Rav, they were tremendously mechabed their Rav. It's always meaningful. Hashem runs the world. Things aren't accidental. Even I thought I saw Irine, and then he's in yeshiva. I promise these are big things. To come here, I was like, Irine, did you just drive from Waterbury with me? I just saw you in Waterbury. He said, I wasn't in Waterbury. Everything's yedizach, everything's basher, everything's exact. My grandparents were tremendously impacted by a Rav. Had a big impact on their life. The Ravs were simple Yidden. The Ravs, when the Rav ate by them, it was Yom Tov. I went to visit my grandparents when the Rav was there. The Rav and his Rebbetzin ate by theirs. The Rav was not a, he was a good Yid. He wasn't a Goyin, he was a good Yid. Very beautiful, wonderful Yid. He had a big impact. He changed my family's life. The Rav's, he was a wonderful speaker. Very good speaker, a very good Yid, and a good Jew. It's so cool that his great-grandson's in yeshiva here. That's very meaningful. These things aren't. His great-grandson is here. I'm very close to one of my favorite guys in yeshiva. He's been here now for 3 years. It's his third year. And his great-grandfather had a big impact on my whole family. Dovie Gottlieb. Dovie Gottlieb is a true story. He's not here. I'm not trying to. It's amazing. These things, Maish, are bigger than us. But we know so little how things work. And now the great-grandson has grown tremendously in yeshiva. I find that rather amazing. His eldest Zayda taught my grandparents, they would say over the, my grandmother, would come by Shabbos, she would say over the Divrei Torah. So my grandparents were very special Yidden. And then they raised an American family. They were taught what they knew and did what they knew. My father says a big impact on his life is that his grandfather, his father on family trips would sing Jewish songs in the car. And he said that it was an impact on his life. The father didn't exaggerate. That wasn't his way. He said that was a big impact on his life. His father would sing Jewish songs in the car. They would sing together on family trips, beautiful Jewish songs. So it was a very big impact on his life. The family singing tzaman, singing together on trips. The power of so. My father all his life liked song a lot. And he was an accordion player and he liked music. We're Levium. And he felt that his father, who was a Levi, singing to him in car rides with the family was a big impact on their life. Lemaisa, my father, there's like a specific meeting. There's a specific meeting my father would tell us about of him meeting Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. The contrast, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz is from a different planet. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz's father was a son-in-law of the Altar of Nevardik. His father was like a Kaddish Elyon, was like Reb Chaim Shmulevitz grew up in Kedusha V'Tara, purity. The Yid was like Torah, was a fire of Torah, grew up in like this holy bubble. And my father grew up with beautiful parents, but an American home with a television in every room. And he described to us often that first meeting. That's like a chiddush, that first meeting. I've discussed this Gemara and Brachas that we learned together that very much, that the Shema Minam Yispal al Talmud Achure Rabbi. I'm not going to speak about the Gemara Barichas right now. But I want to say to the Chevra that a Yid Steiging is never a Chiddush. Never. Never. It doesn't need a story. It's embarrassing to say. My father met Rebelsky, was a Bacher in camp, a counselor, and had a nice impact on my father. Rev Eli Teitelbaum, and a nice impact on my father. And other beautiful Yidden. It's almost a Chil Hashem. When you see a Yid Steig, say, what happened? How do you flip out? What are you talking about? It's so stupid. A Yid's big. It's not. It's like a childishness. It's like it's literally. It doesn't. You know what a Yid is? Like what's your kasha? It's a silly question. Yidden become big. A Yidden is a big neshama. What are you like? What's your? You need a story. You need a kasha when the Yid doesn't become big. It needs a teretz. Mimak vasei sar shabisa. You have to like point to excuses. It's not a kasha when a Yid becomes big. You don't need to like find the siba. Like, what's the pshat in this? There's no pshat in the story. He was a Yid. It's my grandparents. They were Yidden. What's the... A Yid becomes a big person. It's like Dvarim Pshutim. It's literally Dvarim Pshutim. I wanted Sushtel the Taisvis. There's a beautiful Taisvis. Beautiful Taisvis about Rabbi Kiva. I was Zaycha to learn with my father, Nedarim. And Nedarim, it says, you're not allowed to be Matur and Neder. There's something called the Pesach. Have you know what a Pesach is? The way to be Matir Neder is you need a Pesach. What's a Pesach, Giddy? A Pesach is like this. A guy makes a Neder. He says about a certain friend, he's smoking mad at his friend. He said, I want any anah from you. He answers, he makes a Neder. I'm not having any anah from his friend. Then his friend becomes a millionaire and he becomes a Rosh Yeshiva. And his yeshiva will close if he doesn't take donations from his friend. Uh-oh. But he made an Isser Hana against his friend. So there's something called the Pesach. The Pesach is if you would have known, when you made the Neder, if you would have known, your friend would become rich. And you would have a yeshiva and you would need money, would you have made the Neder? No, I wouldn't have made the Neder. It's mutter. That's called the Pesach. Giddy, that's called a Pesach. That's how Bezdin's Matur and Eder. There was information you didn't know about. If you would have known that information, you wouldn't have made the Neder. Bezdin says, Mutalach, Mutalach, Mutalach. Neder's a...
You never know what's going to happen.
Right? But if you would have thought about that, you didn't think about that. If you would have thought about that, you wouldn't have made the Neder. So there could be Matur. That's called a Pesach.
But...
And then Matur the Neder. You never, Giddy says, you never know what's going to be. You didn't think of it. You hear it, Maishala? Welcome home, Maish. Really nice to see you. Shui, welcome home, Shui. Nice to see you. Delightful, delightful. Feels good and it feels right to have you back home, Shuli. Avi, welcome home, Avi. Everybody. Yeah. Let's go. My wife, when she saw Hudi, she said, she's not an exaggerator, she saw Hudi, she said, your face is different. You learned a lot of Torah this year. I could see it on your face. She was makir on the punim, that he learned a lot of Torah. She saw on the punim, she was like, I'd have to bring her in. She has better eyes than me. But I see Avi, you had a good year, Avi. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you, Avi. I'm proud of you. Welcome home. Good to have you back home, Avi. So nice to see you, Daniel. So the kitzur is like this. Oh, now I see Hudi's punim. I didn't see. True story, Hudi? Maybe? It's not exact. True story. The mamaz good einayim. What'd you say? Better than all of us, of course. What's we aspire. The kitzur is, so there's your matter in there, there's something called, you have a Pesach. If you would have known this new information, you wouldn't have made the neder. The neder's mutter. The rule, Giddy, is you're not allowed to have a Pesach that's noilad. Noilad means something that's unusual, that's not expected, it's shocking. Has to be something that's normal. Has to be normal. If you have something crazy happen that's not normal, so you're not allowed to be matter the neder. You know why? There's a simple svara to it. The svara has to be that when you made the neder, if that information hit you, a guy getting wealthy is not crazy, and you would need a donation from him is not crazy. If you would have thought of that, you wouldn't have made the neder. If it's something crazy that's not normal to be, so then if you would have thought of that, you would have just laughed. It's a simple svara. You're not, and it's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Nedarim that a Pesach can't be something. It's called Noilad. Noilad means something was given birth to. Something unusual happens. It's not a good Pesach. Because even if you thought of that information, you just would have chuckled. It wouldn't have stopped you from making the neder. It has to be somebody would have said, hey, he might be rich one day. Well, okay. You're just not thinking. You're mad at him. If somebody would have put you in your right mind, you wouldn't have made the neder. Say that it's not a neder, are you?
But
something crazy, even if somebody would have told you that, you wouldn't have said, oh, I'm not going to make it. You would have just said, are you crazy? It's too freaky. If a guy got a superpower, see, if you would have known he got a superpower, the guy all of a sudden became like he touches somebody, he heals them. He got like a superpower. See, if you would have known that he could just touch you and heal you, you would have laughed if somebody told you that, because that's crazy.
Interesting.
Has to be something that's made to be, that's likely to be, that's common to be. So that's the Pesach, Giddy. Yes, Taisvis. Rabbi Kiva's father-in-law makes a neder hanah from Rabbi Kiva.
Why?
His father-in-law makes a neder hanah because he was a buck on Eretz. He was upset at his daughter, Rachel, for marrying a buck on Eretz. So he asers her from his nechassim. Later on, when he's matir neder, he said, if you would have known he's a gadol hador, would you have made a neder? Frek Taisus, that's pretty freaky to become a gadol hador. He said, if I would have even known, he would know one parak of Mishnayis, I wouldn't have made the neder, let alone that he's a gadol hador. Frek Taisus, why isn't that noilad? Why isn't that freaky? He's the gadol hador. Isn't that a strange? Says Taisus, that's not noilad. A guy goes to learn, becomes big. It's not noilad. Taisus Mamish saying this. You're not allowed to be shocked when a yid steigs. It's like, I can't believe it. It's a stupid. It's ignorance. It's literal ignorance. You see a yid. A yid is big stuff. What's the kasha? It's ignorance. I've been talking a lot in Waterbury. I had this lady, Noah Miller. When we came to town, this lady, Noah Miller, was here. And now her grandson, she was raised on a communist kibbutz. And now her grandson's the Rosh Kollel here. It's a Goyin B'Torah. Rav Yankov Metz, your tata brought the grandson here. I told you this story, Noah Miller. So now the Zayd, you're silly to see Noah Miller's grandson. Of course. Of course. But it's not cute. It's not funny. It's weird not to understand that. A Yid is big stuff. When we just sang Hashem's pride, pride's in Yidden, every single Yid, Hashem shows off Yidden. I promise you, meet a Yid, Hashem's like proud of him. Like Hashem wants to show him off. The Yid, Yisrael Asher Becha Aspire, Hashem shows off about Yidden. Every Yid, he's very, Hashem's proud of Yidden. Very, he has a pride in Yidden. Yisrael Asher Becha Aspire. It means Hashem's proud in Yidden. A relative of mine on Purim said to my mother, what can I do to make Zaidi proud? One of my kids asked my mama, what can I do to make Zaidi proud? And she reminded me, he was crying. So they started, she started thinking. My mother's a very straight-laced person. She started thinking about it. She said, I wish I could tell you something, but he just was the type. He was proud of his Enoch look. Like, I can't really, like, give you, like, do this, then he'll be proud. You'll make him proud. He had a lot of pride in you. She said, I want to, like, tell you something. I can't. He had a pride. Hashem is a pride in us. We're good people, a Yid. It's silly to ask, when did it happen to that Yid? Now, a Yid said, sometimes we're sleeping. We sleep. So he woke up. What's the cash? The Yid woke up. Lubavitcher Rebbe was talking about his chassidim on Purim. I was watching the Rebbe's different shiurim on Purim. It's like Kodesh Kodashim with his chassidim. He was talking about a Yid. And he said that Haman, who was a hater of our people, he said, Yeshna Yanechad, and he brought from Svarim that Yeshna means they're sleeping. Even if a Yid's not doing well, he's only sleeping. What's your kasha? He woke up. You're stupid. You see a guy sleeping, and then he woke up. You're like, when did this happen? And everybody wakes up. Like, what's your problem? He woke up. It was just the Naim Elimelech's yard site. I said over a kasha from the Naim Elimelech, it's the greatest kasha I ever heard in my life. When I say the greatest kasha, I don't mean the strongest kasha. I mean the question is so... I never heard a question that teaches me so much. The Naim Elimelech, who understood life, asked the kasha on a pasuk. The pasuk says, Chanoich l'nar al pi darkai, teach a kid right. Teach a kid right. Don't try to teach him what he's not. Don't try to get him to be what he's not. Chanoich l'nar al pi darkai. Let a kid be his derech. Teach him right. Don't teach him wrong. Don't force him to be. Don't make him be something he's not. So gam ki yaskin lo yas mimenu. So in old age, he shouldn't veer from it. He'll go off the derech. Be careful. Ask the Naim Elimelech. This is what I should have said on the Naim Elimelech's yard site. The Naim Elimelech, just a few days ago, the Naim Elimelech asked, well, you worried a Yiddish neshama is going to go off? Are you serious? It's like a joke. He said, a pasuk's warning you. Teach him right. It's very volatile. Gam kiyang. He said, neshamas don't go off. Neshamas move towards Hashem. That was his kasha on a pasuk. Gam kiyaskin lo yasimin. Are you serious? Like, we're very nervous. Be careful. Neshamas move towards Hashem. They don't move away from Hashem. He was bothered. There was a Yid who walked on this planet who understood neshamas. He said, neshamas move toward, they don't move away from Hashem. It's not what happens. Neshamas move towards God. So teach him right. He shouldn't move it. Has anybody stood in this, been in this, you see people coming back? I was talking to Hudi, one after another. Guys, I'm watching guys come back, one after another, growing. Neshamas move to Hashem, of course. So what's the pasuk saying? Teach your kid right. So when he's old age, he shouldn't veer from it. The Naim Elimelech said pshat in the pasuk. He said pshat. Pashup pshat in the pasuk. Teach him right, not so in old age he shouldn't veer from the right way. Because if you teach him wrong, he'll go off the derech. He means an neshama is going to go to its own derech. So teach him on the right way, because if you teach him on the wrong way, he's going to veer to the right way anyway. So you might as well. Gam ki yask lo yasi. He shouldn't have to veer from the wrong derech you teach. Chanoich l'nar al pi darkai. Teach him right. So Gam Ki Yaskin, when he's all Loyasmi Menu, he shouldn't have to veer from the wrong way you taught to get to the right. Just teach him right. Why should he have to veer from it? That's the Naim Elimelech Pshat in the Pasuk. beautifully. Gam ki yazgim l'yasim imenu. He shouldn't have to, even when he's old, he shouldn't be served from the bad derech you teach him. You might as well teach him right. It's not worried you're going to go off the pasuk. Neshama goes towards. But if you teach him the wrong way, you'll have to be served from it. Teach him right, so he shouldn't have to be served from the derech you taught him. Amazing, normally melt. Mailech from Lezhinsk. You've heard this pshat, Maisha, a few times. Amazing, his kasha. His kasha that he's not worried and neshama's going off. Neshama's, you literally don't know what a neshama is if you're worried and neshama goes off. It's not even a chiddush, his kasha. It's like, that. Of course, neshama's go towards us. That's the metzias of a neshama. So you don't have to say a neshama, layat, layat. So I wanted this song, me and Shlomo, we sang Awake My Love. This song about a yid just waking up, a yid just has to be, he has to, his sayri, wake up, a yid just wakes up. Yid wakes up, remembers who he is. The Megillah is a lot of a story of the yid wakes up. The yid wakes up, they were yashan, says, Balaylu nadadash nas amelech. That night Hashem kaviyachal woke up. The yid wakes up, he sees Hashem waking up. Kaviyachal Hashem was up the whole time. Layanim leishin shem Yisrael. But it feels like in our life sometimes Hashem is sleeping. It does feel that way sometimes. We ask Hashem, you wake up and we'll get up. Sometimes Hashem says, you get up and then I'll get up. You'll see me up too. What has to come first? A big shayla. That's a big... The Terence lets both wake up to Zam and we'll wake up and we'll see Hashem was up the whole time, even though it appeared he was sleeping. So let's do it. Shlomo.
Did I?
I want to share something that Tzvi has said to me, but first I want to thank. Where's we could give that. Rav Yehuda, we were Zaycha this year. We're Zaycha. We have a holy Rav Yehuda Krupke here, who impacts the yeshiva. We were Zaycha early in the year. I was together with Yehuda and some of the chevron. We were Zaycha to meet this Rav from Eretz Yisrael. Avi was there. Maisha, you were there. Maisha was there. We were Zaycha to meet Yid from Eretz Yisrael, that it was love at first sight. I couldn't get over a beautiful Yid, a lover of Yid. And I had met him before in passing. I felt that night I was more mekasher with him, and I just saw a beautiful chassidus yid, and I felt I wanted to bring him here. And I had made up then he would come, and then my life changed. A lot has gone on since, and like also the other, I wasn't successful in focusing on that with other things going on in my life, but I did make a kesher with this yid. He, this Reb Judah Michel, a very beautiful lover of Yidden, Chassidish, a varm Chassidish Yid, who loves Yidden, and he has a beautiful Sefer Baderech that I like a lot of Torah from the Bardichev and other the Chassidic masters. Now he wrote a Sefer that just came out on the Haggadah. It's very warm. It's full of chiyus. It's full of like you feel like his connection to the Haggadah. I want badly the guys to form their own kesher to the Seder. Your mitzvah, your Seder, what's going on? Just be present. Don't do so much. I was talking to Manny about Rav Geisler. That speaks about like people tell a husband, do this. Don't do anything. Like, don't be a good husband. There's no such thing as being a good husband, he said. Don't be a good. Like, be present, be there. Don't, you're trying too hard to be something. Like, be present. Don't be a good, like, be you, just be in it. Be comfortably in it. Talking to Chevra, to Chevra's dating, they should know these things. Arye, important for all the Chevra we have.
Yeah, Arye.
But,
Arye,
but
Arye, what do you say?
Let's go.
Really, I think really
should.
Daniel, we're not far off. The kitzer is that you're Seder. Be present. The whole essence of the Seder, Hashem wants us. That's the essence of the Seder, is the Yichud. Hashem wants us. Rabbi Shapiro said over, Peli said from the Shem Yishmol, Hashem is Peseach ala Pesach. Called Pesach, and one of the Lashonis says Hashem, one of the Lashonis, Hashem was Pesach al Batei Mitzrayim, skipped over our houses. But one of the times in the Torah it says Hashem skipped over the Pesach of the Bayis. So why does Hashem skipped over the Pesach? He said that the Pesach is normally, Hashem says to a Yid, you should be Pesach ki Pesach shel Machat. You open the door a little bit. If you make a little attempt, I'll bust open the opening. If you just make a little opening, I'll bust it open. Like the opening of an ulam, a whole hall. If you just open the door, a crack, Hashem says, I'll bust it open completely. Said the Shem Shmuel, on the Leila Seder, Hashem is Pasach ala Pesach. He skips over. You don't even need to be open. He wants us. We're here. He wants us. That's the whole Leil HaSeid is our birth. Habaycher v'ama Yisrael ba'avas Leil HaSeid. Zela ata v'chartanu ze Pesach. Ata v'chartanu mikol amim. Shem wants us and shows us the Leil HaSeid. Be present. Bask in that. Even the it's the most mitzvahs, Aaron, that we have in any 2 hours the whole year. And all the we're going to discuss the 20th one in a few minutes. But all the mitzvahs that we have are an expression of I want your matzah, your dalet kaisis, your aseba, your vigadata, your halal. I want you. So you do your attempt. I want to give out Yehuda gave us a few copies to give out.
Wow.
I think he's... I want to give to somebody. This man put in tremendous work, Pitzneus. It's a very hard job. A dorm counselor sitting in... It depends what dorm. Each one has its own avoda. But he had a specifically Lebedik Echevra, and with dignity and thoughtfulness, talking to guys, and patient, like a tzaddik mamish. Patience, sit, mamish. I like a tzaddik, the patience, mamish, and emestik a yid. What he did in the dorm with love, with care. I spoke to guys in a lot of tzaren, and a lot of chaotic matzavim. A guy who only knows chaos, and the way this bacher was with such dignity, able to be there and be present. I'm nishtaimim that he comes to Musar almost every day and comes to things going through a lot. Pashut, it's not an easy what he's carried this year, but with dignity and grace and consistency, I want to present him with a beautiful agada, a beautiful person. But I really, it's not just about reading this, do this. What he did, you should do. He connected this agada. There's no, you know, that, is there anything that has more things? I like Svarim stores, Aaron. Is there anything that has more freshly published Svarim than Nagada? Everybody writes a Sefer on Nagada. So I'm not, read this one, but this, I'm really telling you, write your own. Everybody and his brother writes a Sefer on Nagada. And you're supposed to write a Sefer on Nagada because it's your Seder, it's your journey, you're the one chosen. So everybody has, this is like you, some Agadas I read and a guy didn't write his Sefer. So don't write somebody else's Sefer on that Agada. That you for sure shouldn't do. Some Agadas I see, somebody wrote some. This one, he wrote his Sefer. The things that attract him often attract me. That's what I find in his other Sefer, Madera. And he wrote his Sefer on that Agada. He didn't write somebody else's Sefer. To write somebody else's Sefer on other things, maybe you could write somebody else's Sefer, maybe. On that Agada, only write your Sefer. So read this Sefer so you can write your own Sefer. So I want to call upon a guy, I want to appreciate this late in his man. One of the last days of his man, I'm going to ask if Ezra Bork. Yes. Please. Yes.
A few words.
I'm going to ask him.
How'd you get here?
I want to ask him two questions.
Give him a raise.
My car told
me. Give him a raise. Give him a raise.
I want to, under oath, not a nether mamish. Who's screaming, give him a raise?
Go block.
Where's David? I love him.
I'm here.
I love him.
He's going a little crazy. I think he needs a raise.
Come up, David. Come up. You should.
Yeah.
Come up. Let's present it together. I want to ask him two questions. I want to ask Ezra two questions. To put a guy on the spot's not so nice. It was too short, two little questions. One, was the job a difficult job?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Yes. Two, I want to know if you felt there was growth in doing such a job.
We didn't get the question.
I asked him, was there growth in doing such a job? Thank you so much.
That's my boss.
Boston down.
Thank you, Ezra. Ezra, tremendous. Stop playing. Very, very appreciated. Yeah, really. Very, very, very appreciated. And thank you. I want to briefly share with the Chevra a little bit about Sfiras Omer for a few minutes. At the first Seder, you're not going to count Omer. At the second Seder, night number two, everybody, Be'ez Hashem Yisbar, is going to remember. There's a mitzvah daraisa. I don't say today it's daraisa. There's a mitzvah daraisa to count Sfiras Omer from the Karban Omer, which is brought the second day of Pesach. The Karban Omer is a karban that allows us to eat the grains from the previous year. Till the karban's brought, any grain that grows the whole year until the Karban Omer is brought is forbidden. It's what's called Chadash. Every single yid is makben on Chadash. Me, you, and any Jew you know, it's not like a choice. It's a mitzvah daraisa. Chadash is the iser daraisa to eat new grain. Grain grows, you can't eat it. Eli, I want you to memorize this. Klar, there's an iser daraisa called chadash. What's the iser daraisa when grain grows, you're allowed to eat it? Positively not. Until when? Till the Karban Omer is brought. When is the Karban Omer brought? Once a year, the second day Pesach. What do we do bisman hazeh that we don't have a Karban Omer? Elia, when are you allowed to eat the grain? The second day Pesach, even without it. When we have a Beis HaMikdash, Bezes Hashem Yisbarach, the Karban Omer will be matir. Today we have no Beis HaMikdash, the second day of Pesach is matir, all the grains from the previous year. That is the halachavi. So when the second day Pesach, the Karban Omer is brought, then you can eat the grains of the previous year. Beforehand, it's what's called Chadash. Did you ever see a bakery that said, we are makbid on Yashan? Please understand that every single Jew is makbid on Yashan. So what does it mean when you see a bakery that says, we are makbid on Yashan? Every Jew is makbid. It's like having a kashrus place and having a restaurant that says, we are makbid, not to eat chazer. Is there a different restaurant that's not makbid? So what does it mean when it says a bakery is makbid on Yashan? What it simply means is the rest of Klal Yisrael relies on Rav. We have a din Rav. When you come to a box of Cheerios, most of the grains are not from this year. So you're allowed to rely on Rav. That's what most of Klal Yisrael does. There are yechidim that don't rely on Rav for a specific reason. So when you see a bakery that says we are makbid on Yashan, it means that they don't rely on Rav, and they actually research and they make sure the grain is from after the second day Pesach. Yeah, really? So a bakery that doesn't say we're makbid, they're relying on Rav. The bakery that says they're makbid means we checked it out and our grain is from after Pesach. From Pesach till the summer, all the yidden are the same. Even a yid will only eat in a bakery that doesn't rely on Rav, will eat in any bakery, because a week after Pesach, there's no such thing as grain that's chadash, because it's just not picked and harvested and brought to your box of Cheerios. So any single yid will eat at any single bakery after Pesach. That's what happens till the summer. Now, so there's a Karban Omer brought the second day Pesach. We count Sfiras HaOmer. It's called Sfiras HaOmer. From the second day Pesach, we count until Shavuos. That's what a yid does. He counts on the second day Pesach. That is a mitzvah daraisa. This man hazeh might be a chiv derabban, and it might be daraisa. The Ramban and other Rishonim say it's only daraisa when we have the Karban Omer. Today we don't have the Karban Omer, so Sfiras Omer might only be a chiv derabban. When I say only, a mitzvah derabban is a mitzvah nonetheless. So shayla b'zman hazeh, if Sfiras Omer is daraisa or derabban. But that's clear that we have a mitzvah, either mandated by God or mandated by the Rabbanan, who Hashem said we should listen to. And we have a mitzvah to count from the second day Pesach till Shavuos. There's a common error that's tragic. It has very dire repercussions that people think there's such a thing as getting out. There's no such thing. Chas v'shalom. If you're miscounting for 2 weeks, you have an absolute chiyav, either the Rais or the Rabbanim, to keep counting. There's no such thing. La halacha, if you miss 2 weeks, you keep counting. You can't make a bracha, that we'll see, because there are some shittas that you shouldn't count, but we paskin, you have to count. So it's a tremendous mistake. There are guys I see not counting sphere. They say, I'm out. It's baloney. You're not out. You should absolutely count sphere. Every single night, you count 1, 2, 3. We count sphere saimer every yid. We have a mitzvah to count sphere saimer. Now, there's a machlokes Taisis, Da Samach Vav in Menachas. Da Samach Vav in Menachas, Taisis brings a machlokes. He brings a bahag that if somebody forgot to count Sfir HaSaimer at night, Vehecha Deshakach Lisper Balayla, let's say somebody forgot to count at night, should he count by day? So the bahag says you should count by day with the bracha. If a guy forgot, you're supposed to count by night, Sfir HaSaimer. Says the bahag, if a fellow forgot to count by night, Sfir HaSaimer, he should count by day, Sfir HaSaimer, with a bracha. That's how the Bahag paskins. If you forget at night, Sfir HaSaimer, the next day comes, you make a bracha. V'chein ha-yanira, he brings rayas. Avol, nir l'Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam argues on the Bahag, and Rabbeinu Tam says that it's not that way. He says if you miss it by night, you cannot count by day. That is the Shita Machlaikis Bahag Rabbeinu Tam. The Bahag says if you count by night, if you miss by night, you count by day with a bracha. And Rabbeinu Tam says if you miss by night, you can't count by day. One Machlaikis, the Bahag Rabbeinu Tam. Then he brings at the end of the same Taisvis Samach Vav Amar Aleph, he brings a Machlaikis, the Bahag says if you miss a day, Oid pasak behilchus gedolus. The Bahag paskins shem hivsik yom echad. If you miss one day of the omer, loy safar shuv, and the loy safar, if you didn't count at all, shuv ain a safar, you're out. The Bahag holds you're out, and Taisvis says v'teimahu gedolah. It's a pella v'lo yitachin, and it's impossible. I say it means lo yitachin because the yid's never out. That's my own pshat. That's what I read in the Tosfos. But he says, Tema G'dayla, it's a pella v'lo yitachin, it's impossible. But he brings a machlokes, the Bahag and Tosfos. The Bahag says, if you miss a day, Dunsky.
Out!
And Tosfos says, Chas v'shalom, lo yitachin. Tema, it's a pella. If you miss a day, Tosfos says you should keep counting with a bracha. La'alacha, we say if you miss a day, we're machmir like the Bahag, that you don't get a bracha, but of course you should keep counting, but of course. Now let's say somebody misses, but we have two machlaikas, the Bahag and Taisvis. One machlaikas, Taisvis says you count by night. If you miss by night, you can't count by day. One machlaikas is if you miss by night, that. The Bahag says you count by day with a bracha, and Taisis says you do not. And a second machlok is if you miss a day, the Bahag says you are out, and Taisis says teima gedol, you are not. Now let's say somebody misses by night and counts by day. Could he keep counting with a bracha? He missed by night and counted by day. Could he keep counting with a bracha? By day, he does not make a bracha. That night, could he count with a bracha? Nachum says this. The simple reason given, it's a svek sveka. It's a svek sveka. First of all, maybe you're allowed to count by day. We have the sheet of Bahag, you're allowed to count by day. And even if you hold, you can't count by day, we have the sheet of Taisis, if you miss a day, you're not out. So two tzadim to allow you to keep counting with a bracha, and la'alach, you can count the bracha. If you only have one tzadim, it's 50-50, you lose the bracha, Giddy. But here you have two tzadim. First of all, maybe you're allowed to count by day, sheet of the Bahag. And even if you hold, you can't count by day, but Taisvis holds, if you miss a day, you're not out. So Svek Sveki, keep counting the bracha. That's what most people say. Comes, you have Kalevsky.
How are you?
Mayor Kalevsky Zeda, who was the Rosh Hashiva of Ner Yisrael for Tkufa. And Rav Kalevsky said it's not because of Svek Sveka, it's Memanashach. He says that these two machloiksim are linked. There's two machloiksim in Taisvis. The Bahag says if you miss by night, you count by day with a bracha. Taisvis says, no, you miss by night, you can't count by day. The Bahag says if you lose a day, you're out. Taisvis says, nope, it's not true. Says Rav Kalevsky, the two machleiksim are dependent on each other. They're not two separate machleiksim. Bemis, it's in one Taisvis. Taisvis doesn't put two different things. He would have a new Divrei HaMaskel. Says Rav Kalevsky, it's one machleikis. There's a pasuk that says, Sheva Shvuos Tamimos. You have to count 7 whole week Tamimos. Taisvis is sheet is if you don't count by night, you can't count by day. Is pshat that Tamimos whole means you have to count the whole 24 hours. You have to count by night. The entirety, not you need a whole chefs of night and day. If you miss by night, you can't count by day. It's feltzach and tmimus. It's not whole. Because you don't have a night. You need a day means night and day.
Wow.
You have to count 7 whole weeks, tmimus. Says Taisi, you miss by night, you can't count by day. The Bahag says that's not what tmimus means. The day doesn't have to be tmimus. You can count any time during the day. The Bahag says tmimus whole means if you miss a day, you're out. Tmimus means a whole count, don't miss any days. Taisvis says that's not what Tmimus is coming for. You're allowed to miss days. It just means when you count, count the entirety of the day.
Man.
So says Rev Kalevsky Zatzal, if a guy misses by night and counts by day, Memanavshach, he can make a bracha the next day. Because if it's like the Bahag, that you miss a day, you're out, because you don't have Tmimus, so then you have it, because you counted by day. According to him, that Tmimus means you miss a day, you're out, you count by day. If it's like Taisus that you can't count by day, then there's no problem of keeping going. Tmimus is that. So Memanavshach, you're allowed to keep counting. It's not a Svek Sveka, it's a Memanavshach. Right, yes, yes. No, it's not a Svek Sveka, it's Memanavshach, you're allowed to keep counting. Lemaisa. Lemaisa, I want the guys just to, there's a beautiful mitzvah, just to understand. We have a mitzvah, perhaps the rice at the very least, the Rabbanim, we're going to keep the second day of Pesach, till Shavuos, we're going to count every day, and if we miss a day, what are we going to do? We're going to keep counting. B'li bracha. But the best is to remember and to make a bracha, night 1, 2, 3, to count, and we're counting from Pesach until Shavuos. What the inyan that we're counting from Pesach till Shavuos, the pashtus is we're linking the cheiros, the freedom that we have, the cheiros that Hashem took us out of the Shibud Mitzrayim was for a purpose. There was a goal and a dream. There was an aspiration. And the dream is Kabbalah Satayra. And we count and prepare. We're making for Kabbalah Satayra. We're working towards Kabbalah Satayra. So we count from Pesach till Shavuos. What's a pella is we don't start night one as a pella. The chinuch, the rishon asked the kasha. It's one of the strongest kashas you can ask the first night Pesach. Why in the world don't we count from the first day? The chinuch says a reason that no chassidish yid would take as the oimek hapshat. But it leads you to pshat. The chinuch says there's so many mitzvahs the first night they didn't want to distract. Now he's saying something. He's saying something. The shaila is, if the whole point is the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's for Kabbalah Satayra, so start counting night number one. Right when we're freed, start counting to Kabbalah Satayra. First night, we don't. Eretz Yisrael, where there's only one say, they don't count by the say. Then Chutzlars Hashem gifted us. We need gifts from Hashem, and Hashem gifted us with a second Seder. Chesed Hashem that we have a second Seder. I don't I don't want to ever think we're going to have to give that up. I think I don't know what's going to be, but okay, not pushing. But Hashem gave us a gift of a second Seder. At the second Seder, we start Sfira Saimer. Very interesting. If the point is that the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim was Kabbalah Satayra, so the night we're celebrating, the night that we get out of Egypt, start preparing. Nope. You know, it always makes me think. My father, when he would finish Shas, so every year, so he would do 7 blot a day. The day he'd finish Shas, he was doing blot from the new cycle. That always like bothered me. Dad, like finish Shas and like have a day off. Like stop, but he would finish 4 blot. He would start 4 blot in. He was doing his 7 blot. I always felt like take a day off, like Revach Ben Aprakim. But he would that day finish Shas and do the next 4 blot. Like it doesn't finish exactly. So to me, it is so interesting that the Leil HaSeder we celebrate Yetzias Mitzrayim, and yet there's a space there. What's this inyan? The space, the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the absorption of Yetzias Mitzrayim is for a taftet to Kabbalah Satayra. So begin the work. No, not tonight. Not tonight. No, that's not what I'm doing tonight. I'm not counting towards Kabbalah. But I thought that was the purpose. Tavdana Salikim Alaharazim. I don't know pshat. I want to say something. I don't know pshat. And I think anybody should think about this cash at the Seder. I think it's like so pashut that we count Yetzias Mitzrayim Kabbalah Satayr. So start counting night number one. No. Night number one Yetzias Mitzrayim. No, we don't count night one. You're not allowed to count night one. Night number two should count. Isn't that fascinating, Yehuda? You have a pshat, Mish? Rabbi say, Mish, when you have a kasha, what do you do to think about a teretz? I have a kasha. Sfira Saimer shouldn't be night one. It should be night two. It should be night one. The simple pshat of Sfira Saimer, the simplest pshat, is we're counting from Yetzias Mitzrayim to Kabbalah Satayra, because the purpose of getting out of Egypt was Hashem was taking us to Him. So we count from when we leave to Him, to Torah, to a connection to Hashem, to Torah and Mitzvahs. That was the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So then count when we leave. Fair question, Moshe. What do you do when you have a kasha, Moshe? How do you think of an answer? I love you. Said you asked the question again. Is that what you do, Hudi? You and your chavrus have a bad. That's you. Is that what you do, Hudi? That's what I do. My chavrus, if you have a cash, you ask the question again. That's how it is. Shlom, that's pressure, right? You ask the question again. Eli, is that what you do? I think that I'm not trying to say chavrus. I'm not trying to say, is that Revezi, is that Pasha? I don't want to tell people how to think. Think how you want to think. I don't like telling anybody how to think. When I have a kasha, remind me your first name. David. What do you do when you have a kasha? You and your chavrus are like, what are you just like waiting for, if you crinkle your eyes like inspiration comes? what happens? We have a kasha. So what are we doing? What's the action? Just pray. Maybe the guy says, Hashem, help me, help me, help me. What do? I have a kasha. So I say what I do. I say the question again. Then I say the question again, and again, and again, and again, and again. I want to be bothered. When you're bothered, a question drives you somewhere. A question drives you somewhere. That true? I find the best thing in the world is a question. Questions are beautiful. I'm not a big fan of Q&A because why would you have Q&A? You have questions. Like, why do you have answers? I went somewhere to speak, and a Rebbe said, okay, everybody can ask questions. Ask questions. So nobody asked. The guy's like way too sophisticated. They want to ask. Like, somebody asked, of course. So he says, I want to ask the question. Guys, Abba, you speak highly of Jews. Many of us feel that Yidden aren't so good. I don't like it. I don't want to give a terror to that guy. If I feel friction, I meet a Yid I don't like. So that's a big cash. Hashem likes Yidden. You don't like this guy. He likes him. It's a big kasha. I don't like cheap answers. You sit in the kasha. The kasha. Well, friction is wonderful. Friction is wonderful. If you're jealous, sit in the jealousy. It's cool. It's cool. Friction. I'm not supposed to be, but I'm jealous. What's happening? What am I doing? The question brings you somewhere. It brings to answers the question. Avoiding the question is the problem, not sitting in the question. Somebody asked me this morning, you hear guys in yeshiva are honest, he listens to shiurim. A guy asks, I listen to shiurim, people ask questions. He said, how do you, it's sitting in problems, isn't it painful, isn't it hard? Sitting in problems brings to answers. If we ignore the problem, if we make like it's not, if we just ignore it, so that it's always hard to speak about something because then you're sitting in your problem. You're supposed to be there. It brings us somewhere. It gets us somewhere. An avil is supposed to be an avelus. An avil has halachas that say be in grief. That takes you somewhere. You grieve and that brings you somewhere. Where Hashem wants us to bring. The way to answer a question is by asking the question again. That's how to get the answers. Sit in the question. Should we sit in this question of Sfira Seimer? Why in the first night don't we start counting? Maybe it's to sit in the question. Maybe that alone might be an answer. That there's a void. You'd say, ask Mitzrayim, don't jump to an answer. You're supposed to feel a void. I'm not serving that. Free. Not free. There's a void here. Feel the question. Don't start counting yet. Feel the question.
How could sitting in the question be an answer?
Always sit in the question. Questions bring you
the answer for this.
Because I have void. I got Adam Mitzrayim. What is the first thing a guy thinks? Now what? Don't answer it. Don't answer. Count the next night. Sit in the question a little bit. I hold low parts. Maish, I always hold low parts of songs are the question and the high parts the answer. I like singing low parts. I get made fun of here sometimes. But Shlema's come along there. I'm thankful for Shlema. We do low parts extra times. The world jumps to the high. The high parts, like everybody wants the geschmack, the teretz. But I don't think the high parts has geschmack if you don't sing the low part extra times. The low part is sitting in the problem. We get to the high. The high part's much prettier when Waterbury music is stunning. I think that we sit in the problem longer is better. Don't run to the answer so fast. It sets it up much nicer. The answer is so much better.
Why would you start counting?
Yeah. We got Adam Mitzrayim though, and the purpose was for that. Why we should sit in the question? We got out. A friend of mine, after the Yankees, he was a big Yankee fan, and the Yankees won the World Series. He ripped off his shirt, his undershirt, everything, and he ran to his front of his house, was screaming, and then he said, "Now what?" And he never was a fan again the rest of his life. Yeah, like a now what question. What'd you say? He waits for spring training. Now what? I like it a lot, Mike. It's like a schmack, but we're out, we're free. The now what question is it's a good cash. A good cash. I think people count CSIM in night one, rush to answer. You know the guy answers too fast when you have a good cash in cheer? It's like he's such a spoil sport. Don't answer. It's like cashes are so geschmack. That was me, like cheering a guy up. A guy's going through something hard. Till I met the guys here, till my kids taught me, I would cheer people up. I'm so proud of myself, and he like thanked me for it. He doesn't know I was causing trouble. What are you cheering the guy up? Sit in the problem a bit. Of course, it brings you places. You get places from there. To answer too fast is a seder without maror. We don't do that, Hudi. Right? We sit in the problem. It's here. It's real. When you sit in the problem, you really feel it directs you. The problem itself, like, takes you somewhere. It's like obvious. What'd you say? Yeah. Hare sends you out of it. It's pasha like that. In learning, you say the question again, it takes you somewhere. So when you and the Chavrusa are sitting there, Nachma, it's the kasha. And you say over all the facts, and like, it's hitting something, you say it again, till it, like, it makes you think something. Like, brings you. It takes you on long journeys, questions. They make you think of this and of that. Like, it starts your mind, the kasha's like.
That's what you're saying. You're saying, like,
I'm saying that I love you.
Thanks.
You told me that. I'm telling you what you told me, Daniel. You say, Rezi, whenever I say Rezi, I try to tell him what he said. That's what I said to you, like, react surprised. Like, you taught me this, Daniel. Don't act shocked. I learned this here, Daniel. I'm just giving back. All I try to do in Musa, the world's paying attention. They want to hear what you say. They want to hear what the guys are saying. They're impressed by this place. This I heard here. Maish, could that be?
Maybe. Tenzai. I like the answer.
Go ahead, answer quickly.
Yeah, I like the answer. I'm asking what's saying in the question.
Like, what just happened? Is that an answer?
Really, it's like chewing on the... Like we said, chewing on the
mara,
if we chew on the
clutch. Yeah. He's right. Chevra, don't swallow the mara. You're not yaitza. Gets me nervous. Guys have... The macho me, I always like having the bitter mara. Now it's not that way by me. I leave it out. I've made it myself. I've ground and made my own mara. I leave it out. Say, where's your macho? You want to show your strength? I can have bitter things. But it has to be achila. You have to go eat. You have to chew. If you chew the mara, you're not. If you swallow it, you're not. You have to eat a kazayas. Shmaka, amount. You have to push and eat a lot and chew it. Then, balar mara layotza. Means if you don't process what you went through, so you're not yaitza. We're all good at ignoring. A guy asked this morning, I told the guy something. He said, how do you bear? People are sitting in things. How do you put up with it? So my not problems not how I put up with it. I'm easy not to feel. I haven't felt my whole life. So I'm learning from the guys to yes feel, to sit in it, to feel. I'm learning already. I'm starting to cry a little bit. It took me many, many years. I'm years behind you already, but I'm trying. Don't ever believe you can't teach an old dog new tricks. It's not true. There's so much more I want to learn, but without a song, I wore the gechevra down a little bit, you know? You're down for a song. You know what I like? The chevra, where's Elia? Where's Elia? Oh, come on, Elia. Shlomo, I like that everybody's... It used to be we just listened to Shlomo, do I crave you, Hashem? Now the chevra's doing it to Zam. Bring the guitar, Elia, let's go. I like that everybody sings it.
Yeah.
We sing it.
L'chamar Libi, of course. El, you come, we have a guitar. I'll play with you. He likes playing with you.
Yeah. Two strummers at the same time.
What are you doing? What's he doing? Tagidly.
Usually when we play this one together, we do the same thing. But we'll see what happens.
Come, El, you come. Okay,
well, I got it that way.
This man, you have to chazer, who gave us this guitar, ever? The Lehrfeld Mishpacha. This guitar, the ruling yeshiva. It's only if a guy uses it for choil, he's misused, gets smiled the hektish. This is only kaidish.
You also have to keep the cable on the guitar.
That's anonymous guitar?
This is the Lehrfeld Mishpacha.
Anonymous.
I'm going to do a presentation to Nachum, but first this song. But I am. You, I'll ask you.
Yeah,
Mikey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Okay. Yisrael, but we're all singing. Maskim. All singing.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
So what time do you
need to go? Getting the cajon in there.
Dude!
It's not.
You're fishing for that. You wanted that so bad. Now you're gonna get your own. Make too much noise.
Yeah, Aaron. Aaron on the beat.
Aaron on the beat.
Aaron on the beat. Aaron on the beat.
Thank you.
before we do some more music, I want to very be kitzer. I'm going to talk about Nirtza, the end of the Seder for 2 minutes, and I'm going to do more music. But I want to say, he brings right before Nirtza, we have a mitzvah of Dalet Kaisis, the four Kaisis. We're going to make the second night of the Seder, we're going to make Abdullah this year. First night, we're going to do Yachnas, Yayin Kishner, Abdullah. We're going to make Abdullah the first night. In my house growing up, the Rama says that you're supposed to overflow the wine of Abdullah. You're supposed to, and my father, wouldn't do it, Hudi. He wouldn't overflow it. And he said, I didn't say ever, but he would.
No, but Abdullah,
Abdullah, be careful. The Rama says to overflow the Abdullah, and my father wouldn't do it. And he told us that I'm Machmir on Shalom Bayis. My mom is very neat. And he like said, I'm Machmir on Shalom Bayis. He wouldn't overflow. It's a Simon Yafet to overflow the Yayin. He said Shalom Bayis is also a Simon Yafet. And he wouldn't overflow. My mother's a very neat person. He wouldn't overflow. I can't say ever. But he was careful with the Yayin shouldn't overflow. But it's interesting. The Rama says, you'll appreciate, you were there, right? Fisher got excited when there was a spill. The Rama says that the reason we overflow the Yayin, it's a Shimon Bracha. Any house, Chazal say, where wine spills and it's not treated like water spilled is like a bad simon for the house. So the Rama says, you overflow, it's a shine of Ashiris. We're rich people, Reicha mentioned. Big deal, we don't care. Some Yayin's expensive, but we can afford it. So it's like an attitude. The Taz doesn't like that. The Taz says it's Bal Tashchis. Taz says you don't purposely do it. The Taz says if it happens, you should be chill about it. It's very dangerous in a house where there's spills. Right, Fisher, whenever there's a spill, what does he scream out? Shefa, Yishmak. In your house, there's a spill, it has to be celebratory. Yishmak. Shmuck. It's very bad simon in a house where there's like anxiety and there's a spillage. Shmuck, shefa. So that's why we overflow the. This year we have Abdullah, the first one. We're going to keep the Rama. We're going to overflow the place a bit. And we're going to get shmuck. The Leila say the stam is full of spills. It's a very, if there's a couple of kaisers get knocked, that's a very good sign. Shefa, geshmak. It's like water flowing, geshmak. You know when a guy spills something, he says water. He say yeah, for us rich men, it's not. Anyway, the end of the Seder ends with Nirtza. And Nirtza, we sing it every Seder across the world. You didn't say Chasal Seder Pesach, and we say we did our mitzvah. We did our mitzvah. It's one of the most beautiful parts of the Seder. There's a tendency in Avodas Hashem to feel I didn't do enough. Oh, my Seder. I love at the end of the Seder, you said, I did it. I did enough. I did it. I nailed it. I think it might be the most important part of the Seder. To me, Nirtza means it was Ratzu Hashem. Hashem liked what I did. It might be the most important part of the Seder, Nirtza. I can't count it as the 21st mitzvah. I can actually say it's the Shoyrish of all mitzvahs. A mitzvah is a connection to Hashem. This is like the secret of all the mitzvahs. Is Hashem really wants our mitzvah. And the Yetzer Hara strives to get a person to feel the inadequacy of his mitzvah. That's the Atzus HaYetzer. And near it's at the end of the Seder, you say on a night where there's so much, and it's easy to be frustrated. Did the Seder come the way we want it? Did every note hit? Did we mamish have goosebumps? Nirtza. It's Ratzay Lashem. Hashem's happy with me. It's mamish, the essence of the night. Hashem's, it's L'Ratzay, and Hashem likes what I did. And the Yid Freilach says Chasal. Everybody has their tune, their couple of tunes, Chasal, Siddur, Pesach. But I like that sense. Why would somebody was singing just now Chasal, Siddur, Pesach? Binyamin Lowy, I liked it. At the end of his man, like, he was saying Chasal Siddur. It could be we should insert at the end of every Zman like a Nirtza Zav. There's supposed to be a Nirtza. My Daniel Fanech, I'm Sefrid, and I did a good job here. Very big Inyan, the Leila Seder that ends with Nirtza. Everybody has their different minhag in what they do by Niertz and what songs they sing, but everybody sings Chasal Sidr Pesach Kilchasi. There are a lot of songs that are merames at the Schara Asid, and it says I've been accepted and acceptable, and I never like saying we're good enough. That sounds so b'dievin. We're awesome. We're good enough. Not good enough. We're much better than that. Good enough. Niertz is not good enough. It's like perfect. It's like, oh, this is it. The end of the Seder, Niertz says, and the Yid has an and he chaps Hashem's Lurats. Lurats, what I did was Gishmah. That's not void of Niertz.
Where do you know you're going to say that?
What?
Where do you know you're going to say that?
Yeah. It's important to know, because what Bobby was saying about Zaidi, they're like, what can I do to give him that? Tata loves his kids. When a kid draws a picture, they know their mom is going to love the picture. It's good. That's what I did. That's what I could do. That's what I was able to do. So then it's wonderful. It's amazing. You're right, Bash. It's weird. We know there's near, so don't tell anybody. Amazing. You like Niertz, Yehuda? Niertz is a very important part of the Seder. On the night, it's a very big Shairish night of all Avodas Hashem. So you learn that Avodas Hashem needs Niertz. How was Yisman? Wonderful. I want to, when a guy says it could have been better, he doesn't know about Niertz. It's wonderful, and he thinks what he did, what he got. It's good. Niertz. It's Lerotz. You end the Seder with Niertz. You like that, Zevi? You need a word on Niertz, and Niertz is the word.
The Rebbe translates
the Pesach. Not a bad idea. Let me look. I want to get the whole thing.
The second part.
I want to get the whole thing. Let's do the whole thing. Zach, Zach, the pure and shaykh. Raymin, Kaladas, Imane, Elevate. Let's get all the words. Let me look. What song should we do?
Yehuda?
You know we haven't. Oh, he wants lace. He wants. He wants lace.
Thank you.
I know it's lace.
Check the lace. So let's do that.
Only if someone's down. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
That's so sweet. Do that. Play. Aaron, you can play Lace. So let's do it.
Go.
Ready, yo? Bells, let's go. Let it out. Can you kiss the next to me?
let the words sing true. Ribono shel olam, imanika nakoka, ineni mukhan umezoma, ineni mukhan umezoma. Ribono shel olam, imanika nakoka, ineni, ineni, ineni.
Presentations. I'm going to ask if you, the back of the wagon of the Baal Shem, you guys can play. So I'll tell you, I want to do that song. I'll tell you what I appreciate about this song a lot. In the Chassidish court, there were a lot of fascinating people. Everybody counted. So the water carrier was like a big guy. He was a big tzaddik. The guy who didn't know how to read and would like with. There's famous stories by the Bardetchever, by the Baal Shem, the Yid who couldn't read, and instead there's big stories by Rav Meilich of Lezhensk. There's stories of some guy was a wagon driver, he couldn't daven, and he shook his whip that he would whip the horses with, and he broke his Zeiris against Yidden. In the back of the wagon of Baal Shem, it's a story of our nation. People counted. The Rebbe's taught this. There were no extras in our people. There were all different chashva people. I find in a Beis Medrash, we have so many heroes in this Beis Medrash. It's a chassidish place. All Yidden are. I only mean chassidus. Chassidish is not a shos tzaddikim. I mean there's an ur, there's a clarity that some tzaddikim brought that has lit up this Beis Medrash. And they're just like big Yidden here that we don't take for granted, that are big Bali Aveda. There's somebody, Rai Russ this summer was telling me how important this guy is. I knew. Rai Russ's words are very big by me. And like he was talking how special this next guy is, Aveda, how important it is. I speak about all the time breaking good news in our chabur, communication. You have a chabur, but there's somebody, the one who's the mevaser tayv, who brings all the good tidings. It's a tremendous Ben Aliyah. He's somebody we've seen over the years. Steig, I can't wait for the whole yeshiva b'karuv to dance by his chasna, to celebrate a beautiful yid. He's the mevaser type of our chabura, but he's just a good, a very growing person, the steiging type. Anybody watches his aliyah over these years has been nifla, in Torah, in chesed, in tefillah, in every area. an important part of the Minyanim, just a very, very special person. So I wanted to present this special Agada to this special person. If I could ask Nachum Wolf to please come on. The next two guys really should be called up separately. Wow, welcome home, Ezra.
Hello.
They really should be each one's his own bracha, his own ur, his own, in this wagon, the Baal Shem, in this beautiful Beis Medrash. These two heroes have worked tremendously, tremendously hard this whole year, setting up events, and just tonight's going to be the championship of the DBL that I should please go and support and encourage. But the whole year, the amount of work that this, we always love when he comes singing. He has a beautiful voice that's been on full display this year. But he's a beautiful person. He's so, I love his opinion, so passionate, strong-minded. When he fights with his first Sehid Chavrusa, this face medrash gets ignited. Milchamta Shel Torah. They've had wars. It was uncomfortable in this room to amazing in this room. But like the opinion, I love his opinions. Their shittos. This Haggadah is about writing your own Haggadah. It's one of the nicest Haggadahs I've seen because you could see it's his own Haggadah. And this is a person who writes his own sort of beautiful opinions. His steiging and the amount you do for the yeshivas, lo ye'um and ki yisufu, how much he's done this year. So I want to present this to Relly Greenwald. Next guy I want to present, who also just involved and runs so many things in the yeshiva. He has a beautiful voice, very talented person. The way he was with the varsity, the JV, and all different areas of the yeshiva, running things, giving over to the yeshiva. Really giving over and helping so many people had great years because of him. It's appreciated. Somebody who thinks about the Zulas. In this space, Medrash, the world of the Chassidus, of Yidden was about living for the Zulas. He was caring another person matters. He's like a Spitzer, like a great treasure of our Beis Medrash. I want to present this to Yiddy Einhorn. Just left through, but if he, I think he's still here. It could be. I should have done this first. I only declared that I have one in my mishpach already, one of these svarim. But I'm on the topic of people who've done for the yeshiva, so I can thank this one for doing for the yeshiva. But I want to say that for me to learn a seder is very difficult, and I can't say nirtze. We're holding by nirtze. If I learned a few times, I'm very happy with that. And I plan Bezus Hashem from a few times. That's where we get to places. But my wife knows that for me to learn a seder, there's so many things pulling. I need to like love who I'm learning with. It needs to be like a mechaya. And I was like Rabbi Chavrusa, he's brilliant in learning. He's interesting. He's thought out. He's deep. Stam, what he's brought to yeshiva this year, what he's brought to, he's elevated the yeshiva. The way he's run his dorm is beautiful. The way he's the care of it to different guys, what he's given to yeshiva is amazing. So I want to present him with, he's somebody who's also writing his own agada. I want to present this to Maishi Kalish. I'm going to do one more now. There's many more deserve. But I want to do one more right now, and then after the music we'll do a couple more. But I want to say that it's not taken for granted. The Beis Medrash has many treasures. There's somebody who's always here, learning every shiur, the whole year. It's not, it's lo yeumen, the consistency of Torah, shiurim, the tefillos of the yeshiva, just very, very dedicated member of the Beis Medrash. It's interesting, he's known to be laid back. His pursuit of truth and Torah and tefillah and aliyah, there's nothing laid back about it. It's just consistent. You almost could take it for granted. He's such a steady. The Messiah Sharm says something so known to us, we can tend to forget it. Something so here, but this one we don't forget. I want to present this to Avi Beitler. We're gonna present more, but I want a song. Ellie, which song? Elio, which song do you want them to do? Which one should they do? Oh, Back of the Wagon.
Back of the Wagon.
How is it?
In the back.
You go over down, we're down.
Da 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 da
I want to celebrate another member of this chavura that was just really one of the pillars of our Beis Medrash, of our chavura. One of the hearts. We read this past Shabbos that Hashem says the lev evan becomes a lev baser. Maybe like the guy, if you had us like the heart and soul of the yeshiva, somebody whose hand, who has a lev baser and is handing us all a lev baser. I wanted to ask Morty Sanders.
Let's see what else.
I wanted as well, we'll give another one. I wanted to appreciate the man on the drums who, Aaron, is somebody beautiful. The yeshiva is a little bit of it. It's quite a hectic place. There's somebody who brings like such a calmness and sweetness and steadiness and stability. A beautiful family. Aaron tonight, his aunt's yard site is tonight. And when I met his Zayda and his father, like I understood Aaron. He understood a person who's himself a big mivakish. I met his Tata and his Zayda, like I understood. I said over the story before, it moved me a lot. People try to be sad. His grandfather was sitting shiva for his daughter. Who can fathom losing a daughter in his lifetime and a holy daughter? He was sitting shiva. When I came in, his Zayda jumped up. Said, I'm so excited. I'm not getting the exact words, but he said, I'm so excited how much my grandson Steigen. What a beautiful year. If you could laugh, you could cry. He was not suppressing. Some people were like, what does that look like? I'm supposed to be in mourning. Such a yid could laugh, he could cry. When you suppress one thing, you suppress everything. In the base of if there's not laughter, there's no tears either. People speak, if the 120 you have to speak about a departed, learn to laugh also. You think, but it's inappropriate if I laugh. If you don't laugh, you can't cry. You're trying too hard. It's sad, so you don't have to make it sad. It's sad. Zayda, mourning his daughter, Zayda, jumped up and was excited. My beautiful yid, full of gratitude. He's excited for, he's right to be excited about such a grandson, that I'll say. And I want to say the whole mishpacha should have a nechama, and they should continue the whole mishpacha years and years of having tremendous nachas like we do from Aaron.
Let's go. Aaron. Yeah.
I wanna ask another treasure of our Beis Medrash. I wanna ask this person that also puts tremendous. I'm not glad we can go every single person deserves here. This is all I have, so I'm just doing the ones I have. So I wanna just appreciate for years now Avi Bertram has put into me. I didn't know that. Happy birthday to Avi Bertram.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Take a cake for everyone. Happy birthday. Bake
also
us a
5-11.
Happy birthday. Bake us a cake. Happy birthday. Bake us a cake. Happy birthday.
I want to say, before I ask Shlomo Be'emes, I should present the whole Svarim store of Svarim to Shlomo Guri. I want to just express that Avi was saying when I come back, I said, wow, like I miss Shlomo. He's listening to Shlomo expressing what we have daily, and that he's here and so sharing with us and lifting us up constantly is something that's special, special. I've been zeicher to travel around with Shlomo. I love being with him all different places. I want to say, and I laid in this man, that I don't like leaving yeshiva. I don't like missing at all. This is my station. And I'm not like saying an excuse. Maybe I shouldn't. I don't know. Person has to go what's in their heart. I want to say that a lot of hundreds of thousands of Yidden are looking at this yeshiva and leaning in. My sense is that we have to go out and share. And I like, if just to bring Shlomo, share Shlomo with the world. I want to thank Yehuda and Shlomo. Yehuda has gone all different places. And just as such beautiful people. I watched, I had many scenes. We were in Cleveland in a school of kids that don't have all the opportunities we have right now. That I described my father's growing up. Yidden would be called simpler. I watched them respond to the music of Yehuda, of Shlomo, to sincerity. It was like, I was just watching people connecting. We went to one place with, maybe at first some kids were somewhat cynical. At the first few minutes, like, eh, okay, you know, like even like teasing. And then you watch like cynicism melt and turn into like, whoa, I like this. This is like, this pulls my soul. So I want to thank Shlomo and Yehuda for all they give us, all they give us. Thank you. Let's do another song, Shlomo and Yehuda. I thought like Rav Lalecha would be.
What?
You want to do the introduction? What do you say? Are you like it? We'll be saying good. Do you want to do the introduction? No, if the Chevra would listen. Let's do the introduction. Who do you like this one, right? Steyrk, right? Hootie's nigga. Let's do Hootie's nigga. That means I should call up Hootie and speak about it. But...
Yeah.
Hootie, we should do this nigga. He should do the introduction, though, no?
You need a shot to call.
What?
Instead of shot. Karen Dalkham does the introduction very well.
The prophet says days are coming. Days are coming. There'll be a hunger in the world. But the hunger will not be for bread, and the thirst will not be for water. The hunger will not be for bread, and the thirst will not be for water. But
let's go.
Listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.